You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders critiques the book Fire and Fury and compares it with the classic book Kingfish.
I read Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House by Michael Wolff recently and followed immediately by reading Kingfish, a biography of Huey P. Long written by Richard D. White Jr. This was intentional. I bought the former on Amazon as soon as it was released and recently picked up a lightly used copy of the latter at a used bookstore. My first impression of Fire and Fury is that the copy editors clearly were on holiday. The book is riddled with typos that made me cringe. Pubic instead of public, differed instead of deferred, to name a couple. Worse than the typos are the errors in fact. PolitiFact is a highly respected fact-checking site and a Pulitzer Prize winner. As PolitiFact reports, Fire and Fury portrays an infighting senior team at each other's throats and a president too narcissistic and distracted to be capable of governing. Okay, that rings true based on myriad stories during the past year. The factual errors, as they always do, diminish the credibility of Wolf's reporting. For example, as PolitiFact notes, Wolf inaccurately claims that then-Speaker John Boehner resigned in 2011, when actually it was 2015. I mean, goodness, one can Google that. Wolf claims Trump didn't know who Boehner was in 2016 when he tweeted derisively about Boehner the previous year. Wolf writes that Wilbur Ross was Trump's pick for Labor Secretary when actually it was Commerce Secretary. He misidentifies a couple of folks, and his sourcing at times is thin at best. Forthcoming accounts of the Trump presidency, and there will be many, especially as administration officials resign and look to rake in loot with tell-all accounts of their time inside the White House, should provide a more fully sourced picture. Former Washington Post publisher Phil Graham is credited with saying, "Journalism is the rough draft of histories." In Wolf's case, it's a mighty rough draft. Then there is Kingfish. Huey P. Long, who lived in Shreveport for years, was governor, then U.S. Senator in Louisiana, from 1928 until his assassination in 1935. Long was shot in the lobby of the new Capitol in Baton Rouge, a 34-story monument to the despot who ruled Louisiana with an iron fist until his demise. The author of Kingfish, a respected professor at LSU, has written the definitive biography of Long. He clearly demonstrates that the Kingfish, as he loved to be called, proved Lord Acton's dictum that absolute power corrupts absolutely. The breadth of Long's corruption, even for Louisiana, is stunning. One aspect that especially interested me concerned his attempts to control the state's large newspapers, all of which were aligned against him. Long was quick to spew insults and attack his enemies in the most familiar way, but he was awfully thin-skinned when newspapers criticized him. To that end, he declared, quote, "Lying newspapers should have to pay for their lying. I'm going to help those newspapers by hitting them in the pocketbooks. Maybe they'll try to clean up," end quote. After several attempts, the Kingfish succeeded in getting the legislature, a puppet body by 1934, to pass a 2% tax on the gross revenues of the largest newspaper. It was ruled unconstitutional several months later. The Kingfish, while drunk, once ordered the National Guard to march to downtown New Orleans, take over the Times-Picayune, and wreck its presses. Fortunately, his aide told the commanding general to wait until he could get Long sobered up, after which the raid was called off. The Kingfish even started his own newspaper, The Progress, which once proclaimed, "Watch out for the lying newspapers." Sound familiar? The current occupant of the Oval Office has called the media the enemy of the American people. We live in uneasy times.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.